Praise God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Come on and give God some praise. I want to talk a little bit about the gift. Everybody been talking about the gift. I thought Brother Tim was going to preach it. Sunday morning he talked about the gift. Pastor talked about the gift. I said, "God, maybe I got to get another message." But I want to talk about the gift. Man know how to give gift. Isn't that what the scripture said? He know how to bless his children. He know how to give gifts. One thing I found out about man's gift, they don't last. They wear out. They deteriorate. Or they are forgotten about because you done got used to them and it's no longer a sentiment to your heart. So you lay them down and lay them aside. He give them to you wrapped up in all kind of pretty paper and ribbons and all that stuff. But the ribbon you throw away and the paper you throw away. But I want to talk about another gift that wasn't wrapped up in fine paper. It wasn't wrapped up in bows and all that stuff. But it came wrapped up in swaddling clothes. And it lied in a manger. Glory to God. It was the gift that God had already ordained that it was coming unto us. All we had to do was look for that gift and wait on that gift. This gift didn't remain in the swaddling clothes. It got up, glory to God. It grew up and it began to be about the Father's business. That gift began to be about the purpose that he came for, glory to God. He came that you and I might be saved. He came that you and I might have that life, that purpose, glory to God, that came from the Father. That's why we are saved by grace. We're not saved by faith. Faith is a gift. Don't get that wrong. Faith is a gift, but the gift of God is grace. Grace worked through faith to save us and to lift us up, to heal us and to keep us and to bless us as we go throughout this life. So you got to have grace, glory to God. A fool got faith. An infidel got faith. He said, "I gave unto every man a measure," glory to God, but faith won't save him, because man will lift up himself and say, "Look what I've done." But Jesus came, glory to God, and he wrapped up in swaddling clothes. He got out of the swaddling clothes. He began to go about teaching the word of God, glory to God, and he went all the way to Calvary's Hill, glory to God. And when he died and got up again, they wrapped him in grave clothes. But I'm here to tell you, he got up out of the grave clothes and took them off and laid them aside like he laid the swaddling clothes aside. Why? Because he had finished his purpose, glory to God. And when he finished, though we was raised up with him. When he died, we died. When he rose, we arose. When he got up, we got up, glory to God. And the grace of God, through that faith that God has planted in us, saved our soul. Hallelujah. Faith don't save you. Faith can't save you. It's just an implanted principle that God put in man so that he can reconnect himself with man again. But you got to want God to reconnect himself with you. Let me tell you something else about grace. Grace went all the way to Calvary. But grace will follow you whether you accept it or not, all the way to the gates of hell, giving you that one last chance, glory to God, that know that he is God in the earth, that know, let you know that he is God that's been with you all along. God was with me before I got saved. He was with you before you got saved, glory to God. I got saved at age 40. It doesn't make any difference by the age. It makes the difference is that if you accept that grace, and when that grace comes into your life and it connects with that faith, glory to God, then you know in whom you got your trust. Your trust is not in the arm of the flesh any longer. Your trust is not in death any longer. Your trust is not in the doctor's high culpable shaka any longer. Your trust is not in mankind, but your trust is in the Savior Jesus Christ, who came and died and bled and shed that blood for just for you and I. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. I was watching television yesterday, and I watched them documentary stations. And they had a documentary on there that said they had found some scrolls in Jordan that indicated that a Messiah had came and died and was raised up again before Jesus. I couldn't believe that. That was the title of the thing, too. That what got my eye, the title. A Messiah before Jesus. I read in my Bible, the word said, he was. He is. And he is to come. He done been here one time, but he coming back for his grace. Those that are wrapped up in his grace, those that have followed him down through this world, glory to God, down through the ages and down through this life, those have fought the good fight of faith, those have worshipped him, those have comforted one another, those have prayed ye one for another, those have visited the sick, glory to God, those that laid hands on the sick and they recovered according to the power of God, those that was raised up by his power, those that looked up on your lifestyle, glory to God, those are the ones that he's coming back for, and he's the only risen Savior. He's the only one that came in the beginning, and he's the only one that's coming back to receive his people. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. I start to call the station. A Messiah before Jesus. Let me get off of that, Sister Rochelle, because I... It says, but God, in other words, the revealed God, the Elohim, the one who created. Yes. That same God that created is the same Jehovah God in covenant relationship with you and I. Right. And by his grace, we are saved. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nobody came before Jesus. Jesus came on his own. In other words, it said, for God. In other words, God reconnected himself to the faith. All right. Hallelujah. Nobody came before him. Nobody's before God. Oh, that's bothering me. Nobody's before God. The scripture said he was. When you try to go back to relate to God, you keep going back and back and back, you will find yourself in a place where there was no world. It had not been created yet. And when you get back that far, then there's no other place that you can go. Because he was. He is, and he is yet to come. It says, but God who is rich, in other words, God being wealthy, hallelujah, more than silver and gold, hallelujah, it's above all of that stuff, glory to God. Competent measure up against the power of God, that grace that he's given us, glory to God. The Christmas present that we got from the arm of the flesh don't measure up with God, because it was not by his workmanship, glory to God, but it's by the hand of the flesh, glory to God. I can't stand up against the grace of God. Silver don't can't compare with it, glory to God. The mind of men can't compare with it, glory to God. The greatest scholar in the world can't compare with it. Why? Because the greatest scholar in the world was given the faith of God. The mind of man was given the faith of God. God put that seed in there because he knew, glory to God, that would be the only way that he could get back to those whom he created and made a covenant relationship with. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said he's who is rich in mercy. A free gift. I got a free gift, Pastor Keys. Pastor Garden, I got a free gift. It ain't like man's gift. You know, if you don't like it, you can take it back and exchange it. Tell that lie and say it was too small. It wasn't too small. You just didn't like it. You took it back. That gift is changeable. The gift I'm talking about changes you. Hallelujah. It's not redeemable. Glory to God. You can't take it back and do what you want to do with it. You can't take a little bit of it. Glory to God. You got to accept all of the blood. Glory to God. You can't take a little bit of the praise, a little bit of the glory, a little bit of the mercy. Glory to God. You got to take all of it. Glory to God. It takes all of it to save mankind. And let me tell you something else. It's going to take grace to keep you. Glory to God. In this world and in this life, it's going to take grace to bring you through. It's going to take grace to be in your condition and in your circumstances, in your sickness and in your need. It is the gift of God, and everything is wrapped up in that gift. Glory to God. Come on and give it some praise. It says, for his great love wherewith he loved us. In other words, God put that grace in there so that we can have some kind of fellowship with him. You know, a lot of us fellowship with him. I fellowship with him a lot of time, but I didn't get saved. Right. Hallelujah. That's the spirit of God draweth, it says. I fellowship with him a lot of time. He showed me different things and by different things, glory to God. And I can tell you a lot of them. He showed me that phantom that we look at sometime. It's on the television. It's got the hood and it's all black, the shadow of death and all that stuff. He showed me all of that stuff. That's man's stuff, glory to God. He showed me all of that. God know how to communicate with that faith, glory to God, that he put there. God know how to get next to you. He know how to open up your imagination, glory to God, where you can turn to him, glory to God. The Bible said if you keep your mind stayed up on him, he'll give you perfect peace, glory to God. It's the right season, the right time that you turn to God, glory to God. 40 years old was the right season for me. I don't know what your season is, but I know that you are saved by grace, glory to God. And it's not by works, lest any man should boast. I didn't have anything to do with my salvation. I didn't have anything to do with the grace, glory to God. I couldn't save myself. I tried alcohol and it didn't work, glory to God. I tried various things and it didn't work, glory to God. But when I tried Jesus, the one that rose from the dead, the one that died on the cross, the one that got up and told me, glory to God, that he has some good thing for me. He told me I can show you a better way, glory to God, than the way you are living, glory. That's why I came. I died so that you might free, that you might be free, and you might have this free gift and live abundantly in this life. Hallelujah. If you get it from man and it's free, he tell you it's free. You don't owe me nothing. First thing you're going to do is examine it. Must be something wrong with it. Must be a trick. I better take this to my lawyer and let him examine it. Hallelujah. But it's something about the grace of God. When you accept it, the scripture says it's easily entreated. Glory to God. It's a divine order. Glory to God. That cometh down from heaven from the Father of lights. Glory to God. Who sent Jesus and said, I'm going to send you a son. I'm going to wrap him up in swaddling clothes. That's going to be your gift. Glory to God. And I'm going to lay him down in grave clothes. But when he get up, glory to God, you're going to be able to get up. Glory to God. When he rise, you're going to rise. When he's resurrected, you're going to be resurrected, glory to God. You live because he lived, glory to God. You're blessed because he's blessed, glory to God. You raised up this morning, glory to God, because Jesus gave us that life, and no man can take that life from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. When we didn't have any fellowship, when we were dead in our sins, when we was in that sphere or that place. How many been in that place? I done been in that place. Let me tell you something else about it. You got to be careful that you don't linger back to that place. Glory to God. You got to be careful, glory to God, because we're not in that sphere any longer. We're in a different sphere. We are raised, glory to God, with Jesus Christ by faith, glory to God. Through grace, we are raised up and we are sitting in heavenly places. That means that we're in the right position right now, in the heavenly places, the position, the present position, the right now position, to receive all spiritual blessings that God has promised us, glory to God. So we are second to none, glory to God. We ain't got to, glory to God. We are number one, glory to God. You don't have to boast about it unless you boast in God and tell somebody, look what the Lord has done. You can tell somebody, look what the Lord has done. He raised us up this morning. We still got eyesight. We still got legs. We still got feet to walk. We still was able to dress ourselves. That's the grace of God. We are still able to talk. We are still able to eat, glory to God. We are still able to lay down and sleep, glory to God, in peace and in love. That's the grace of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some grace. That he quicken us. The scripture said it is the spirit that quicken. Flesh don't profit anything. So flesh came. See, flesh tried to see if God only gave him faith, then he'd have walked around and said, well, and a lot of them walk around now and say, well, I ain't ready to get saved. I'm gonna get saved when I get ready. I said that a lot of times. My mother and them stayed on me. I just ain't ready, mama. You know, I got some more living to do. My mother used to tell me, you better watch out for your dying. Because if you ain't not right in your dying, you ain't coming out of them grave clothes when they lay you down. Glory to God. But you're going to be knocking on hell's door. And faith going to see you all the way. Glory to God. Grace going to be all the way to the gates of hell. Glory to God. That means that last breath that you take might be at the gates of hell. Glory to God. But you got another chance to say, Lord, I receive you into my heart. And that's all you got to say. Glory to God. You don't have time to write no speech. You don't have time to go to the dictionary. You don't have time to go to the Bible. Glory to God. But the word said, if you call on the name of Jesus, he'll answer you, glory to God, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. We call on Jesus, he'll come to your rescue. If you call on Jesus, he'll be there all the time. Why? Because grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some grace. And he has raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Raised us together. We possess all of the spiritual gifts and blessings that God has given us. It's all wrapped up in that grace. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you're hungry, it's wrapped up in that grace. If you're sad, it's wrapped up in that grace. If you're being talked about, it's wrapped up in that grace. Look how they talked about that gift. They spat up on that gift. They disrespected that gift. They tried many times to crucify the gift before it was his time. Hallelujah. But the Father, the God, the Elohim had his hand on it. It was not yet time, glory to God. He had to add, glory to God. He had to go all the way, just like the ox that threaded out the corn, glory to God. It couldn't be muzzled yet, glory to God. It had to keep on going, glory to God. It had to finish the race and finish the course, glory to God. If it had not finished the course, then we wouldn't be here. I thank God that he finished, glory to God. I thank God that he went to Calvary. People worried about the Christmas tree, talking about it's a sin, glory to God. But God created the tree, and he died up on the tree, glory to God. Hakomamoshaka. It's not about the tree, but it's about Jesus Christ. It's glory to God. It's about the one who raised, glory to God, up again so that you and I can be saved. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Glory. says that in the ages, I got saved at 40. It says in the ages, before I got saved, it's indefinite. Grace is indefinite. That means that I was bound to get saved. Hallelujah. God deal with you and I in different measures. I thank God he dealt with me the way he dealt. If he'd have had to take me to my deathbed and my last breath, glory to God, thank God that grace is indefinite. Hallelujah. It don't change, glory to God, like the gift of man. The gift of man will change, glory to God. You might not like it. You told him you took it back, but you saved it so you can take it to the goodwill, glory to God. But the gift I'm talking about washes away all your sin, glory to God, make you whole again, make you the child of the Father again, make you the child of the King again. God pour in that grace. He poured in that anointing. He poured in that prophet. He poured in the priest, glory to God. He poured in all of these things. It was all himself, glory to God. And God is walking to and fro. In the scripture say, in him do we live, move, and have our being, glory to God. We're walking in Christ Jesus. We're walking in that gift, glory to God. It's the best gift in the world. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in the ages to come that he might show forth the exceedingly riches of his grace. That's why we're walking in. God wants to express himself. Hallelujah. He's not going to come and die on another cross or another tree. He done did that. It's time for you and I to die. In other words, what you mean die, Pastor? I mean that we got to decrease every day so that he can increase in us. Hallelujah. That's our fight. Our fight is against that one nature that we had. But God put faith there, glory to God, a place for himself. I thank God that he done came in and took up his abode. I don't know about you, but I decide to take up my abode. I don't know about you, but I decide to fight the good fight of faith. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I decide to push aside the sin. Let me tell you one thing. It's going to come your way because it's in mortal man, glory to God. But you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to accept the glory of God. While we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, we are not under the old order, but we are under the new order, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's by grace we are saved. It's by grace we are lifted up. And let me tell you something else. Grace is still saving. It's still delivering us. It's still bringing us out, glory to God. Grace is still healing. Grace is still lifting up. Grace is still protecting. Grace is still providing. That's the grace. It's in definitely all the way, glory to God. Come on and give it to God. Hallelujah. See the riches of grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. The greatest gift that you can ever receive. One thing about this gift, it don't lose no power. It don't depreciate. This gift is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This gift said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. This gift, glory to God, said, I go all the way. I'll be with you in the valley of the shadow of death. But don't fear any evil when you go through, because the gift is right there, glory to God. You might be on the mountaintop and it looks mighty bleak, glory to God, in your family. But the gift said, have no fear, for I am with you whithersoever you go, glory to God. You might walk, glory to God, in a dark cloud, but notice one thing, that the gift is there, glory to God. And let me tell you something else about this free gift. We never laid eyes upon it, glory to God, but we can be touched by this gift. With the feeling of our infirmities, glory to God. I haven't laid eyes upon him. I never seen him. I don't know how he looks, but I know how he feels. I know how he saved. I know how he blessed, glory to God. I know how he healed, glory to God. I know how he walked. I know how he talked, glory to God. I know how he prayed, glory to God. I know how he lifted up and rejoiced. It's the grace of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Did I not say that my word shall not come back unto me void, but it shall accomplish the things that I please and prosper the thing whereto I sent it? Yea, I sent this gift unto thee. Yea, it is my word. Yea, I sent it in the fashion of a son. Yea, it came in swaddling clothes in a manger as a babe. Yea, it rose up by my power, said God. And yea, it went about the purpose that I had sent it to do. Yea, this was just for you. Yea, it came just for you. It wasn't about himself, but it was about you, said God. And yea, it went all the way through the trouble. It went all the way through the trials and the circumstances. Ah, it was beaten. It was smitten, glory to God. It was knocked down, talked about, glory to God. It bled. It cried, como mo shaka. But it went all the way to complete the purpose. It went all the way to the tree that I had planted, said God. The tree that I had purposed that he should get up on and be hung, glory to God, and that he should die, glory to God. But I also gave him the gift to rise up and to live again, glory to God. And that's the gift that he's given unto thee, the gift of life. For by grace are ye saved, said God. And I am that great God. I am that grace. I am that mercy. I am that peace. I am the joy. I'm everything that you have need of. So praise me now, said God, and lift me up, for I'm still your God in this earth. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Don't you know through him, we're going to be protected today? Hallelujah. Through him, we are going to live today. Through him right now, we are breathing. It's not by your own hand that you're breathing. You don't have no control over your breath. You just breathe it as God give it. And guess what? He ordained it like that. That's why you can breathe, because he don't have to come and say, take the next breath. It's already been ordained. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before I was thought of in my mother's womb, my breath was there. Glory to God. Ha-ka-ma-mo-shaka. Before God created the heavens and the earth, the breath of God was there waiting on me. Glory to God. That I become a babe in my mother's womb. Glory to God. That like he became a babe in the womb of Mary. Glory to God. When I became a babe and I was born, the Bible said in a few days I was full of iniquity. Glory to God. But grace was there. Grace stayed with me. Glory to God. Grace saw me through, glory to God. Grace walked with me, glory to God, until I came to that season of repentance. And when grace brought me into that place, that's when I accepted Christ. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. I'm closing. If man could have got a hold of it, which he couldn't, that's why God only gave him some faith. He gave him that seed of faith. And then in past times, man tried to be saved by that faith. Look back over it. He tried to be saved by it. Number one, he said, I ain't ready. In other words, when I get ready, then I'm going to be saved. You got nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. He says, lest any man should boast. You know how man is, he's full of greed. He'll try to sell faith. Matter of fact, he is. Hallelujah. You listen to those motivational speakers, they're trying to sell you some faith. They're telling you if you do this continuously, glory to God, you will prosper. But everybody can't walk that kind of faith because they don't have the talent, glory to God, to make it, glory to God. But the faith that God gave us, when he connects with it, then you can ask in the name of Jesus, and you can walk accordingly, and he'll bless your ways. He'll bless your going out of your coming in. Your footsteps will be ordered by him, glory to God. Whatsoever you have need of, glory to God, when you ask in his name, believing and doubt not in your heart, glory to God. God said you can have whatsoever you ask, glory to God. God said, I'll hold back no good thing for those who walk upright before me, glory to God. The one that I have came, the one that have accepted me, the one that is still walking, glory to God, the one that know that grace is sufficient. That's why Paul started. God told Paul that my grace is sufficient. He was worried about this and worried about that and worried about one thing. Let me tell you something. We are worried about everything, but the Bible said we are troubled on all sides, but yet we are not perplexed, glory to God. Why? Because grace is sufficient. Grace will see us through, and grace will carry us through. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody stand.